In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He that taketh not up his cross and followeth me is not worthy of me. Today I wish to speak about the mystery of the cross. A mystery is something that we do not readily understand. It's not something we have a quick answer for. And that's oftentimes what the cross is. A sudden death of someone, tragic events in nature. These are mysteries to us. Suffering is inescapable for all men. You can hate it and be miserable, or you can accept it and even love it. Suffering from a purely human and natural point of view is an evil. It's something we try to avoid with all our might. But from a divine point of view, suffering is a good because it likens us to Christ. How we bear our sufferings shows our degree of love for God. Today we have the example before us of the two thieves who hung on the cross beside our Savior. One thief saw the cross only from his human point of view, and he cursed and blasphemed God. The other thief saw his sufferings as a just punishment for what he had done in his life. He saw the cross as coming somehow from the mercy of God, although he may not have understood mercy. He understood it, he saw it as coming from, he was given a second chance. And he told God, he asked our Savior to remember him when he came into his kingdom. Half the battle is recognizing our sufferings for what they are. They are grace-filled opportunities. An otherwise fruitless suffering can be changed into a cross as soon as we accept it from God in a spirit of faith and love for him. We should not look for people or circumstances to blame, no. But by accepting this cross from God in faith, but by doing this, it does not take away the pain. The pain still remains, but our faith helps us bear it. We then do his will, and things are transformed into our spiritual advantage. Crosses are not punishments. They are sometimes even a blessing, for we are molded by an all-wise artist. We need to take the time to see this and to believe this as we are being molded. We must pray to Our Lady of Sorrows for a practical disposition to accept suffering freely from God and for love of Him. We cannot question why God permits or why He positively wills things that cause us pain. As I said a moment ago, the cross is a mystery. Our crosses are not generally the great sacrifices, sudden death or severe storms that do a lot of damage. No, but they are the daily, common, disagreeable occurrences. Our crosses are made up of things that don't turn out the way we had planned them. Sickness, some anxiety, a spiritual suffering, bad will on the part of others, misunderstandings, contradictions, or just plain being a burden to your own self. But we must see God's hand in this and not look for the causes for an opportunity is then wasted when we do this. And this requires attention and deep faith. We must believe our sufferings simply as the direct effect of God's love, or we will be miserable. We will look for escapes, or we may even lose our mind. It is patient endurance that the cross teaches us. For how often have we not heard that time heals all wounds? Time will take away misunderstandings or contradictions, or it will teach you how to be less of a burden to yourself, or when things don't turn out the way we had planned them, time will take care of that too. The cross teaches us every virtue that you can name is in the cross. Charity, humility, obedience, patience. The cross is the answer to all our difficulties and needs. But again, when we have these difficulties and needs, we must be attentive to what they are, recognizing them as difficulties, and then going to the cross for the answer. Stop and think of what Christ suffered for us all his life. When we look at the cross, there is strength. The second we stop looking at the cross, the second when we look to ourselves, there is restlessness, disquiet, searching for reasons and causes as to why we have this cross. Does this not make matters worse? Christ's love for us never wavered, not even on the cross. He showed us how to suffer with submission to the hand of God. I think it hurts Christ when he sees us handling suffering fruitlessly and all on our own. He wants us to turn to him. It was by love alone that Jesus transformed the cross and made it an instrument of salvation. Our own suffering and pain is a means of atoning for our sins and of helping us to become more like God, if we have the right point of view about it. We must conquer our inner struggle that our sufferings cause us and say with Christ, "Thy will be done." The pain remains, but the cross is accepted. The saints looked upon, the saints and holy people for that matter, look upon the cross as a privilege to suffer for Christ. They learn to forget themselves, perhaps by getting busy with others, helping others, and they offer all to God, for they know that he craves the precious little that we feebly give him. God does love a cheerful giver. And it's an encouraging thought that the sufferings of this life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to come. It's a wonder to be marveled at that for a sorrow, a suffering, born with resignation, our crown hereafter is made more brilliant. This thought should help us to keep our crosses in perspective, especially the great ones, as I've mentioned. Our Lady is called the Queen of Martyrs, not only because she accepted the death of her son, but because she offered it to God. She offered it to God. She suffered unselfishly to help in our redemption. She herself was crushed and at the point of death, but we are told she stood at the foot of the cross. She didn't even collapse from grief. Her love was stronger than death. When we are confronted with our crosses, let us go to the Queen of Martyrs and ask her to teach us to carry them. And finally, we can cultivate a practical devotion to our crosses, to our sufferings, a practical devotion to the Passion, that is, by getting into the habit of saying little short aspirations many times a day. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. suffering, Jesus, help me. Or simply, my Jesus, mercy. Then, of course, there is the Mass. The Mass is a very practical devotion to the Passion, because the Mass is the great memorial and testament of Christ's passion and love for us. We must hear it attentively and dwell on what it teaches, for its central act, its central teaching is the cross, the great mystery of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.